Big J, who's the biggest rock band in the world?
Metallica! Most likely.
Who's the guitarist for Metallica?
The rhythm guitarist?
No, not the rhythm guitarist. The lead guitar.
Kirk Hammett.
That is right, and we are lucky enough to have him on the phone with us this morning. Kirk, first of all, thanks so much for being on the show, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man.
We're gearing up for December 7th, man. It's been 5 years since you've been back to Boise, and we are all jacked up for it. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been too long, so we're really excited about it ourselves.
It's not like you haven't been busy or anything, traveling
the world. Holding her thumbs, I know.
You know, that is one thing. You guys have been on tour. You know, you did one North American leg, then you went overseas and played Europe and Asia for a while, and now you're back here. I mean, at some point, you have to get run down, right?
Yeah, but, you know, the schedule, the way we've worked it out for this tour is that we tour for 1 week on, 1 week off in the States. And if we go over to Europe or South America or Asia, we tour for 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And that's so that we can, still get in some decent time with our families and still have our marbles. And, it totally works for us now because all four of us are fathers. And, it seems to be, the thing to do for us now.
I suppose being one of the biggest bands in the world ever, it makes it easy to be able to do that. That's gotta be nice, considering back in the Black album, you just nonstop toured. Now you can do what you want.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, if something is going down, and I want my kids to go see something, or I need to be somewhere that's family oriented, I can always schedule it so that it's on one of those weeks off, and it works out really well.
That's actually very cool, because obviously family has got to be pretty important for you at this point, right?
It is the most important thing. We all consider our families, the number one priority, and then the band second. But it's a very close second.
I suppose you have... Do you have, Metallica Family Day, where, once in a while you all get together with all the families and all the kids?
We do have get-togethers, and it's just crazy.
That's cool, man. You know, there are days sometimes where I'll wake up and I'll go, man, it's nice. I have a pretty cool job. I'm in radio. You ever have one of those days where you wake up and go, holy bleep, man, I'm in Metallica. How cool is that?
I mean, I've been in the band longer than I have not been in the band, if you can understand what I'm saying. I've been in Metallica more than half my life. And so, I mean, it's so embedded in my psyche, it's the lifestyle. I've always been in Metallica. It's always on my mind, and it's hard for me to take a step outside of that and that perspective. And but you know what I do? It is pretty cool, bro.
Have you ever, maybe this is just ridiculous on my part thinking this, but have you ever thought, well, I want to go dress up like a regular person and see what life is like for a couple days?
Oh, you know what? That's called being dad.
Yeah.
That's true, I suppose, huh?
Yeah.
Going home to dirty diapers will ground you pretty quick, I imagine.
Yeah, my sons, they don't care. to them, I'm just dad, and where's my breakfast?
Right. You know, you guys were in the news not too long ago because you played the 25th anniversary of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there in New York City, and we saw you played with a bunch of really cool people, and we're looking forward to the HBO special at the end of the month. But was it as cool as it sounds on paper?
Well, it was so cool. I mean, we had our reservations because we were a little bit outside our comfort zone playing with people like Lou Reed and Ray Davies. But when we actually got down to rehearsing with Lou Reed and Ray Davies and Ozzy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that kind of obvious thing. But, I mean, we found out that Lou Reed's approach and Ray Davies' approach is very similar to our approach. I mean, Lou Reed's known for shaking up people through his music, and Ray Davies is known for practically inventing riff rock.
Mm-hmm.
their approach to the music is very similar to our approach to the music. So we found out that we had more in common than not, and it was a big surprise to everyone around.
Does it still surprise you when you get a chance to meet people like that, who you obviously probably look up to a lot, and realize there are a lot of similarities between all of you?
Bro, all Lou Reed wanted to do is, like, you know, show me his guitar stuff and his amps and his pedals, and he wanted to talk music gear. Whereas, you know, I had a million questions I wanted to ask him about the Velvet Underground and Transformer and hanging out with David Bowie and Iggy Pop, but, you know, I just kind of just went with his wanting to talk about music gear. And you know, I was really surprised because I connected with Lou Reed pretty heavily, and it was a big surprise.
That's cool. And, you know, speaking of gear, that's going to be one of my highlights of going to check out you guys on December 7th. I love looking at your guitars, especially some of the styles and some of the graphics you have on it. It's really cool, and it kind of harkens back to your love of the old horror movies and that kind of stuff. And I wonder, do you ever get to get out and see some of the new horror movies that are out there? And do you like any of them, or are you just more of a classic fan?
You know, I like a lot of the newer stuff, too. You know, it's difficult for me to find time to make it to a theater when we're on tour. I usually have to wait till it comes out on DVD, and then I'll watch it. But yeah, man, there's a lot of great stuff coming out these days. I still have yet to see Drag Me to Hell and Zombieland, but those are two on my list that I want to see. I really enjoyed District 9. You know, I saw the Watchmen movie.
Yeah,
I'm still a big fan.
What about sci-fi weirdness like V, that the series is back on TV now? I don't know. Were you a fan of the original back in the 80s?
I really liked the original back in the 80s. I'm a big fan of Lost.
Yeah.
I love that TV show. I mean, to me, that's like some of the best television I've ever seen right there.
I have a question, and this is something that blew me away when you came here 5 years ago, because Metallica was the first band I knew all the guys in the band's name. I mean, that, and so,
right.
To
right
me,
on.
You know, that to me was a big deal because I didn't care to know anybody else. And the way you treat your fans for a band of your stature is just, to me, mind-blowing of how well you treat your fans when, you know, you do meet and greets, you spend time with them, you don't just sit down at a table and sign stuff. Where does that come from? Because you guys have been doing this a long time, and by any means, you could probably not do that stuff if you didn't want to, but it seems like you still really care.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is rooted in the fact that we're fans ourselves, you know, and when I meet someone who I respect and has been a source of inspiration, I appreciate it when they take the time to talk to me and, you know, take a picture with me, and that goes a long way with me as far as, you know, the coolness factor is concerned. And, you know, we want to be that way to our fans, too. I mean, it's just a super cool thing to do, and why not? You know, these people, you know, they give you so much support, and they make it so you can, you know, do the things that you're able to do. So, I mean, you know, why not?
Well, you know, I think it's awesome, and I'm very appreciative of that fact and the way you treat your fans, not just the radio geeks, but I mean the fans that love your music, and that means everything to me. So thank you, man. I can't wait to have a chance to say hi and see if I have any guitar ear, maybe.
Right on.
Yeah, you got to understand, Kirk. See, Big J's a huge Metallica fan, so he's freaking out right now. He never thought this day would come, so he's really jazzed up. So thank you for coming
up with
me.
I just had mangasms you don't even know about.
Mangasms. That's a good one. I like that. Well, hey, you know, come back, you know, before the show and say hi.
I'll try not to make it creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We definitely will, man. But yeah, we'll definitely see you on December 7th. We're looking forward to it like you can't believe. And thank you for spending some time on the phone with us, dude. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, dude. You take care.
Thanks, Kurt.
Okay, man. All right. We'll see you guys.